Welcome to another episode of the Three Butt Schmucks.
This is an episode all about you, mate, because I've played no golf since we were here last at all.
Yeah, look, I'm really excited about this one. We've got a little bit, a few other things to touch on, but mate, let's just get into it, eh?
Copy.
Oh, he's done it.
I've done it. I've faded us out flawlessly.
Well done.
We'll get the hang of these live intros eventually, mate. It's all good.
I'm feeling good about them.
Me too.
Even though I just mumbled up my words.
It's all right. It's only I'm like human. Going on a public forum for everyone to listen to. See, I just mumbled then too. Who cares?
Mate, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm bloody good. Happy to be
Fantastic.
Back.
Fantastic. Yeah, me too. I'm happy we're back and I'm happy it's not another 3 week wait until we can get back and have a bit of a chat and a catch up.
Absolutely.
Chat and a catch up.
A chat and a catch up. Stop it. So
isn't that cute?
You had a bit of a run on the weekend, eh?
Yeah, look, I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but I feel like I may have turned a corner.
Wow.
And this is a big thing for me, as you know. Like it's been a work on since we started this podcast. And that work on, if this is your first time listening, that work on is my mindset on what I'm like when I'm at the golf course. And we've got a few things that we can jump into this episode and a few on the course chats. But yeah, Tom, I'm feeling really positive about it. And yeah, look, we can dive into it in a couple of minutes, but overall, I feel super positive about golf at the moment.
Wowee. So out of curiosity, how did the round on the weekend come about? Was it a spontaneous thing or?
Yeah. Spontaneous round. We caught up with Ellie's family on the Sunday morning and then it got to about almost midday and everyone was sort of peeling off, going to do their own things and going chilling out at home. And I had four or five hours free. And I originally said I was just going to go to the range and I put the clubs in the car and I was driving down my driveway and I said, I'll just go play 9 holes. And then it just turned into 18. And I paid for 9. I got through 9. I went back up to the clubhouse. I said, let me go again. Let me add
them. I'm on, mate. Let's go.
And that's generally a warning sign because, you know, you go, oh, I'm on here. And then you go around the back 9. You're like, oh, fuck. Yeah. What did I do that for?
I should have gone home.
What have I done?
No good.
Yeah.
Did you just walk into it kind of going like, this is a bonus? It's just cool that I'm even here.
100%.
Yeah, it's a good way to be that.
It was.
That's when I've always played my best. It's like I didn't think I was going to get to do this. And I haven't had an opportunity to wind myself up about doing good or bad or whatever. I'm just here and it's all good.
Exactly right. And this is the issue here because we're playing this Sunday. You, me, and our good mate, James Raynell.
Yeah.
And I already feel nervous about it.
Dude, I'm so nervous about it. I'm not. I'm trying to be super positive, but I'm also mildly terrified.
That's a great way to put it. So let's make a pact here in this episode that by the time we finish recording this evening, I want us to feel really positive about Sunday. I already do feel positive about it, but I want to try and get rid of those nerves.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Look, I think it's...
What are those nerves?
For you, it's like a redemption, right? Last time you were there, you hit a 130. You probably had the worst day of golf you've had ever.
I probably had the worst day I've ever had, full stop.
Yeah, like it's that's, and I'm partly nervous about that for you as well. I don't want you to have another off the rails day because that was pretty brutal to watch.
Yeah.
But for me, like last time I was there, I didn't feel like I played that badly, but there was also a lot of areas that I could have done a lot better in. So I think I hit, what, a 114 around there?
Mm.
Lots of factors. Like it was a boys' weekend. It was my third game in 3 days. Like there was a bit on. So
yep.
Yeah, I'm excited to go back.
But, it's a different circumstance now, isn't it?
Yeah, 100% it is. 100% it is. Anyway, we'll get into that later. I reckon we jump back into your round on the weekend. And do you want to go to the first?
Yeah. So I guess this live episode is
recording.
All, yeah, this episode's about my round and our course chats. Let's jump into it.
All about Tim, hey? There's the name. Oh, the volume's down. I've done it again 2 weeks in a row. Holy shit.
Look, this is how you know we're live.
Oh, mate.
All right, I'm on the second. I had to wait a while. I've got four gents in front of me. Second pass. Just quietly. Water.
Sorry. Four blokes in front of you and they didn't let you through.
Can you believe it?
What a G up.
I finished the first and they're all teeing off. And as I was approaching the tee box, they just walked off. And they all got to the green and they were like mucking about, like looking for their balls and taking forever. And I'm standing there and they're just nothing. There's nothing.
So was that the whole round after that? Just chasing those old fellas around?
Yeah, I got through the third and then they let me through.
Wow, dude.
Wow.
Anyway, sorry. Carry on.
Par three over the water. Pulled the 7-iron out. It was probably... Went a bit too far, cleared the green, hit the tree, bounced off the tree, back onto the green for a birdie putt. I mean, I'll take it every day of the week.
Yeah, 10 out of 10 would cop that.
Would cop that. That is our motto.
I'm just impressed you got your 7-iron that far.
Mate, I drilled it. Drilled it. And as we go a bit further into these recordings, I feel like... Because of where my head was at during this round, I feel like I got luckier. Not in just the golf shots, but also just like finding my balls as well. Like I only lost 2 balls through the whole round. And I just feel like I just was luckier in finding them and everything. So, yeah, it's a really interesting thought.
There you go. Should we move on to... Number two. So what was you? That was after the second hole. You had a double on the first.
Double on the first on the par four and then parred the second.
Right.
Okay, a little update. I'm currently walking through the long path to hole six. I'm 7 over. I'm feeling really good. Super positive. It's hot. It's windy. Pretty tough conditions, but yeah, just staying slow. Practice swings, thinking about what I want to do at each shot, and yeah, staying positive. Let's go.
Do you want to know what's hilarious about this video? that recording. I can't remember where we were, but Taryn's like, "What are you doing on your phone?" And I was like, "This is very important." To you, I was listening to you, and then I was like, back on the grind, like refreshing, like, "Come on, go again." I was like, "Dude, I was so invested in your score and your game." I was like, "I hope he has a good day."
It's like those dinners when you're out with all your family and like you're checking the footy score under the table.
Yeah, fully, but it's just for you having a round at Emerald Downs.
That's hilarious, mate. Hey, before we go on, we spoke in our last episode, well, you spoke to me about, what was it? I think it was about learning how to play differently because of these courses that we play at pretty regularly, trying to change the way we play at these courses.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely did that. I left my driver in the bag. A little bit more than usual and use my 5-wood and even my 4-iron even off the tee. And that's what I did on the first hole. I went 4 iron off the tee and it was just perfect. Just a perfect shot. 250 meters. Not 250, yep. About 220. But anyway, it just felt really good. And so
yeah.
I thought about that throughout the rest of the course. Just, yeah, trying to play differently, approach it differently, and also thinking about if this is a par 4, aiming for it to be a par 5. Is that what you were saying? Can you run that through to me again, how you were saying if it's a par 4, aim for 5?
Yeah, so I was actually talking to James about this and he called me out on it. There's okay. Two ways you can do it. Treat like a par 4, like a par 5, or your tee shots for free.
Okay.
Gotcha. One of the two.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's where a lot of it comes, right? Because if you're pulling your driver out, like I know at Gosford, the first hole is really skinny where you land the ball. From the tee box, it doesn't look like that, but it is. So I used to hit the driver, always put it in the trees on the right, and get the shits and end up getting a 6 or a 7 because I'm trying to navigate my way through trees past a bunker onto the green. Where as soon as I started hitting, it was my 3 iron and now the 3 hybrid, I'm not having those dramas anymore on those particular holes. And that's just from good course management. And I guess that's like a bit of an experience thing, right?
Yeah, for sure.
The more you play, the more you're going like, hey, I'm not going to hit this club here because if I mess up, I'm going to be wherever.
That's,
It's also like a home field advantage type situation as well, right? You play that same hole 10 times.
So do you think this is where we can see improvement in our game then? Just being able to, have better course management and think about different approaches rather than just sticking to the script saying, this is a par.
Absolutely.
This is par 5, get your driver out. This is a par 4, get your driver. This is what you should do on this hole. Instead, thinking, how can we play our strengths better on these certain
Absolutely.
Holes?
It's like when we're at Horizons and I said, hey, boys, don't hit it into those bunkers right in the middle of the fairway. And then I did.
Yeah.
It's like if I picked a shorter club, it still took me like then 4 shots to get to the green.
Yeah.
Because I made that mistake where had I just played a little short, and then got into the green on my third.
It's a different story, isn't
it? Who knows? Anything could have happened there. But it's just, I think, a bit of course management. Like, I don't want to take that risk because the consequence of that is X. And
yeah.
I think if we just get a little smarter, it's going to get us a long way.
Yeah, I think that's the key. And for me, just, being slower and not trying to rush what I want to do out there. Just having more thought process and just approaching it a little slower.
For sure. Shall we move on? We've still got 3 more.
Let's go.
Okay, I'm on the 14th.
Big jump ahead.
I'm 17 over. But I'm just feeling so good about my mindset today. Just staying really positive. Like you said in our last chat, just have a bit of a laugh at yourself at those missed hits. And be like, what was that? But mate, yeah.
You sound happy.
Feeling really good. Just about to finish up the 14th. We're on the home stretch. Something that is quite interesting though is that fatigue factor. Haven't had a lot to eat today. I've stayed hydrated, but you can definitely feel it coming into your swing as you move towards those last few holes. But all in all, happy days.
So explain that fatigue. Did it bite you a little bit, did it?
Well, I was carrying my clubs for one.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. That's...
Yeah.
Because I ordered a new buggy this week.
I'm so excited for you.
How good. Me too. And I wonder how much that plays into it, right? Like play a shot, then hang the bag off your back and keep walking.
I think it's a huge thing. Yeah. Look, like we said, it's not a super long course. It's like around 5Ks. But...
Yeah.
Yeah, like picking up, putting down, you know, multiple times on the hole, it can fatigue you. So I started to notice that. Hadn't eaten that much just because it wasn't really a planned game. So I just sort of had like a light breakfast and lunch. So, I think come this Sunday, I'm going to be really prepared with what I have nutrition wise and just try and make sure I've got like plenty of snacks in my bag as we go around and like just, yeah, not waiting to the ninth, like get through three holes, have a Cliff Bar, get through the ninth and, you know, just keep eating and just see how I feel that way.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure.
All right, next one.
Tomo, here we go. I'm on the 17th. Hit my driver pretty well. Got about 150 to go. And, mate, just feeling good, but, yeah, getting hungry. So my swings are starting to fatigue a little bit. I didn't come enough prepared. I did have a sneaky little Mars bar, which was handy through the night. But, yeah, still staying super positive. Haven't had one negative thought this whole game, which has just been such a good thing for me to work on. And, yeah, just feeling really positive about it all. So let's go finish the 17th off and then home stretch. Here we go.
As you see, I'm not really talking much about my scores or how I'm hitting it. I'm just all about just my head.
Did you add up at the turn?
Oh, well, with the grint, it was there. I couldn't not see it.
You can turn that off, but it drove me nuts. I need to be able to see.
Yeah, so, well, yeah, I want to chat about the grint after this because I love it.
Oh, thank God for that.
I think I still need a lesson in it, in how to, you know, on...
Yeah, you know, I'll show you on the weekend. It's good.
But yeah.
So this is the last one. This is where the score's revealed.
Yeah.
Just finished the 18th over the water. Got the 4-iron out and got it onto the green and then 3-putted.
When I first heard the start of this video, I was like, oh, God, I bet he's hit like 4 in the water and the whole day is done. I was waiting for like the biggest doomsday thing. And then when you're like, it's on the green, it's like, oh, thank God.
For a bogey, but mate, really happy with that. Ended up with a 95, and I have to say that was one of the most positive rounds I've ever had. And I felt like there were moments where, after some particular shots, I could have lost my head and gotten angry or reacted in a way I don't want to, and didn't let that happen. So, mate, stoked all round. I think next thing is to get that playing lesson and try and stay as consistently towards these 90s as we can.
There you go.
Good stuff, mate. I'm very, very happy for you.
Thanks, mate.
95 is a solid score, irrespective of the course. And I think in our with our skill level, it's good.
I think, I think, like you said, with our skill level, I think we're good enough to hang around these areas.
For sure.
It's just, you know, those other influences that can come in, and that's what we're working on. But a little bonus from that round is that I only hit four 3-putts out of the 18.
The biggest one from that round, the biggest win. You didn't have a single blowout. And was that the first time you've gone around without having a blowout?
Yeah.
That's huge, dude. 18 holes with nothing worse than a triple. And even then, you only had 3.
Yeah.
So for Schmuck KPIs, you had 3 triples, 4 3-putts, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 doubles.
Really happy.
For a total of 95.
So good. Really happy with that.
No, you've done well. You've done really well.
Yeah, good for the stats there. No blowouts. And it just felt...
That's where I was thinking about it earlier. And I was like, going into Horizons this weekend, I'm going, oh, shit, I've got to get 106, right? And then I just went, no, we're going no blowouts. And... if I can, no 3-putts. I'm going to do my absolute best to putt as little as possible.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. All. Like, and yeah, I think, yeah, going into the last time we played there, we were definitely thinking about what we want to achieve in terms of score.
Sure.
Yeah, I want to get there and
but then we're making silly decisions.
Yeah, exactly. To try and get that score.
it'd be like a par four and I'm 190 out trying to put it on the green. Like, I'm not capable of that right now.
No. Right now.
Not yet.
It's on its way.
Yeah.
I see what you mean, though. And that's the thing. Like, this Sunday, I'm just going to work. I'm going to really focus on my process. What my process is, rather than what my score is going to be. And hopefully that can reflect in a better outcome at the end of the day, but I'm not going to get hung up on it.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm feeling less nervous about Horizons now.
Me too. I've just narrowed down those goals. I've just, my critical numbers are blowouts, three putts.
Yeah, ready. That's it. That's it. And he's ready with the girthy putter.
The girthy grip. I'm going to put it to work.
That's that could be big for you this weekend.
Or it could not. Oh, well, it is big, always.
It's going to be big in your hands. That's Have you got it there or not? Is it here?
No, it's in the car. Thank God for that.
Thank God for that.
It's going to be a surprise for you, actually. You haven't seen it yet, have you?
I haven't seen it. No. I've got a girthy one myself, mate. So we can...
No, you don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's rookie girth, that one.
Oh, yeah, have a drink. just quickly, like you just haven't had a chance to get out and have a hit
since we last spoke. I've had a bit on. I'm trying to get my house finished because I'm sick of living in a building site. So
yeah,
I've just been working on the house, and I was going to go out on Sunday with James. We're going to go back to the Springs actually because I was going to go for redemption, and then I had to stay home because we sold the kids' swing set and someone was going to come pick it up, and they just showed up, had a look at it, and left again. So the whole day was ruined by them.
Frustrating.
Yep.
And so you're going to head out tomorrow for a hit?
Yep. I'm going to try and swing past the range tomorrow. I'm driving straight past one on my little work route.
Yep.
So I've allocated a little half an hour window.
Yep.
Go have a quick hit. And then because it's school holidays, I may take one of the kids out Thursday, Friday, arvo. Something like that. Maybe go out play nine with the kids. Just have a little hit. Nothing too serious.
I like that plan.
Yeah. Me too.
The last time you went to the range, I don't know if you've been since you spoke to me, but you had a pretty average time there. I think you said you just left a few balls there or something, and you were just, it was a waste of time.
That week I went to the range three times. And that was the first time, and I like forced it in. I really didn't have time for it, and I went, no, go, like make the time, it'll be fine. And then I got there, and then I wasn't in the right mindset to practice properly.
Yeah.
And so I just went, this is a waste of time. So I just got, I think it was like my 8-iron, and I just hit every single ball in a row and then left.
Okay. Are you working on any specific clubs at the moment that you want to target for tomorrow?
Oh, mate, just all of them, as always.
Yeah, 10 balls on each one. That's it. Moving on.
No, I'd be pretty keen to hit some of the bigger clubs a bit more, especially my driver 3-wood hybrids. I think I'll focus on them, warm up on my irons. My irons have been okay.
Yeah.
From 120, 130 in, I've been pretty consistently crap. But I feel like I've got a hold on those clubs, where the bigger clubs is where I get into strife. So I'll probably just go focus on them a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's a psychological thing. In my head, I'm saying I'm uncomfortable with them, right? I need to practice those clubs before we go on the weekend because I don't feel confident with them. Mm. So I'm just going to do that to get out of my own head, basically.
Yeah. Because realistically, one session at the range isn't going to change much, is it?
No, it's going to do bugger all. It's just going to get my hands back in.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing. The last time I played 18 holes of golf was at Horizons.
Oh.
Yeah. I've played two 9-hole rounds since then, and that's it.
Exciting times this Sunday.
Just had a bit on, mate. That's all right. I'm getting back into it. Summertime's here.
Yeah, yeah. Daylight savings. We'll you got more time behind you.
That's it. Yeah. Should we start winding up, do you think, or?
Well, yeah, look, I did quickly post on our stories just before about the Ryder Cup.
Oh, yeah? Which part of it?
Well, just the team aspect part of it. Just the emotion that it brings out of the players is, it's scintillating. Like, it really brings you into it. You really want to watch it. Like, compared to just watching any sort of tournament. Like, if you've got the group versus group aspect and, yeah, the emotion and the anger, as we saw as well. Like, it's just so...
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't take your eyes off it.
The old mate.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's... I just think that that's a team sport thing, and I'm a little bit biased because I'm a team sport guy. But
yeah,
there's something about when you're competing for something that's bigger than just yourself.
Yeah,
I think, and you're working for a group and not just you. It's just different.
It's so different, and you can sense it in the crowd as well. Like even that just felt different. And like it was the most golf I've watched this year, and I loved it.
Yeah. No, it was good to watch. I think it's also like probably just as humans, it's like our need. It's a pack thing, right? It's a safety in numbers. We want to be part of something. And
yeah, exactly right.
Instinctively, we probably just like go bananas for it.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, that course looked hard.
Yeah,
like the rough there. Like if you're off the fairway by an inch, you're in trouble. Like your ball is deep.
Yeah.
That rough was coming up to some knees at some point. Yeah, like, how do they even, for one, find it, and two, even get club on ball? Like, that is insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it's full on. But then you see the videos when they bugger it up and it just jumps next to them.
Yeah.
Right, like it.
Yeah. But no reaction. They just walk up to it and go, you know what? Here we go again.
That's it.
Yeah, so look, we've got Horizons this Sunday. We're playing with James. And then next episode, we will do a recap on how we go.
Yeah. That's good the idea.
Times. Good times. All right. Let's
good stuff.
Go the schmucks.
It's been a pleasure as always, mate.
Adios.
I will see you on Sunday. I can't wait.
Let's go.